Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
He got all the information.
He's got way too much.
I started tuning him out after a little bit.
What are you talking about? That was great information.
And Chris Ello.
The guy's out in the community buying stuff for people.
I wasn't taking a shot at
you
him.
You weren't. You know what I was doing is I was just saying that he's getting screwed by the ball.
Okay, that probably didn't come out the way you meant it to.
Probably not.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. A lot going on in sports today. Game 5, a decider. It's thrown a little wrinkle. We thought the Dodgers would start Julio Urias. Instead, Corey Knebel is your starter, an opener, or whatever you would like to call it. A little bit of a surprise there. Have our third firing now in Major League Baseball, Mike Schilt. He has shown the door for the Cardinals organization. And before we get into any of this, I would like to welcome in my two cohorts here, Matt Scraby, Chris Ello. And I came in today, you know, prepared to prep. And instead, I had these two guys at each other like a married couple today. It was, as a person that had some trail mix and some water, I just kind of sat back and enjoyed the show. You guys good now?
No, Chris came at me like right out the gate. Like literally right out the gate.
Chris, I'm worried about your finances, Chris, we're picking up the conversation from yesterday when I found out that you stupidly spend $12 a month on a fantasy football service that you don't need.
And you falsely accused me of spending $144 on the year.
Well,
on
that's
it,
how much
I
it
don't.
Works out to per
but
year.
But I don't have it every single month.
Let me explain. Like, Chris came in today very concerned about Scraby's finances and him and his spending way. So he proceeded to let Scraby know. Scraby, as you guys probably guessed by now, got very defensive.
Very defensive.
Well, it was just so out of left field as he's counting his money, talking about his own financial things that he's doing in his life. It was like, what is going on here?
Wait, time out. He was counting his money?
He was. Didn't you see him counting his billfold? And then he said, here, I got $72. You want it?
Yeah, I was going to give you money to help pay for your
I'm telling you,
silly spending
this
spree.
This is the first year I've ever done this, and it's only going to be for until like December.
And why do you do it again?
Because I have three different leagues, and it's really hard to keep track of all that stuff. And so it makes it a lot easier to keep track of
it. It sends you notifications that you should.
Yeah, it sends me notifications like, hey, this guy's on your waiver wire in your league. You should go pick him up. And I'm like, okay, thank you for notifying me.
And they send you notices like, hey, you should trade Antonio Brown and pick up Trey Sermon and Lamon Murray in one of the poorest trades ever made.
I just love the fact that you don't know that because the season is not over yet.
Well, it is for you. You're 1-4. in that particular
league.
Chris
acts like he's some fantasy football genius, but you know, the 4 years that we've been playing our league, I don't even think you've made the playoffs once.
I am not acting like a fantasy football genius. I'm acting like a concerned fantasy player that doesn't understand why you're spending extra money that you don't need to spend. The bulletin that you received, it is my worry because you're a friend of mine. And, $12 doesn't sound like much per month, but when you add it up to $144 for a year, that's a huge, fat waste of money.
Oh. To you.
So this is what I came into today, or actually I didn't come in because I actually beat Chris here. So it was
that's usually what happens.
It was me and Chris.
You beat Chris here.
It was me and Matt. And
it was a nice conversation. We were having a nice, pleasant time talking about life and all that stuff.
And then the concerned friend came in and really, wanted to make sure your finances.
I think he actually started the conversation with me today with, hey, how many points is Trey Sermon going to get this week?
I think he did.
Out of nowhere.
I think he did. But anyway.
He's going to get the same number he got last week when he actually played.
No, he can't, because you know what? He got more last week than he would this week. He got a bye week this week. He had 0.7 last week.
Yes, perfect trade.
Perfect trade.
Trade of the century.
He was coming off of two great games. Not great. Well, let me pull that back. He was coming off of two decent games that looked like he was going to keep going up. But Kyle Shanahan is too smart for everybody else.
Somebody put the seatbelt on Scraby. He's standing up, waving his arms, pacing back and forth in the room here.
Oh, that's why he sounds like he's coming out from 27 feet.
Yeah, once again, his high blood pressure medicine is not activated properly.
Yeah, I did take my crazy pills.
We do have a good show for you. We're short show today, 5 o'clock. You got some Thursday night football coming your way. John Heyman's going to join us at the end of the hour. Of course, we got Chris versus a fan. We got our NFL pick'em in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll have our big five before we get out of here. Let's start with this Dodgers move, Chris, because I think people will roll their eyes and not understand why you're not throwing your 20 game winner this year and Julio Urias, and you and I both came in on the same page of why this is a smart deal.
Yeah, I'm on record ahead of the game of saying that this is a genius move by Dave Roberts. Now, you don't know if it'll work out.
No,
you never can tell. I mean, the first three giants of the game might all hit home runs, and everybody will say, man, that was the worst move ever made. But the reason that I think this is an excellent move is because Urias is a left-hander. And the Giants love to stack their lineup with all right-handed hitters against lefties, and vice versa against righties. So instead of putting Urias out there to start the game, Dave Roberts is going to start a right-hander. Now the heat is on Gabe Kapler. He has to figure out, what does he want to do? Mm. Does he want to start all of his lefties because a right-handed pitcher is throwing with the knowledge that Urias will be coming into the game in the third or fourth inning? Or does he want to start all right-handers against Knebel, in which case they would be at a disadvantage the first two or three innings of the game, righty on righty. So I think it's a great move by Dave Roberts, and it's going to force the hand of Gabe Kapler, who loves to switch his lineup every single game based on who the starting pitcher is. So in this case, Dave Roberts is basically still starting Julio Urias. He's just not letting him start the game. He's going to put a righty out there for probably a couple of innings, and I think it's a great move by Dave Roberts. We'll see if it pays off. I thought it was very interesting. According to Bob Nightingale, Dave Roberts actually sent a text to Gabe Kapler and said, hey, I just want to let you know we're doing this. And I think it's out of convenience, and it's a kind of a nice move. But I think he wanted to make sure that Gabe Kapler was aware of this for as long as possible.
100.
Totally wanted to be getting inside of his head as early as he possibly can, so that Gabe Kapler has to be a little bit uneasy, a little uncomfortable, starting to go back and forth now on exactly what he's going to do. And I don't know, is the Giants lineup out yet? Because if it is, we can find out what they're going to do. But
it's going to be a late lineup.
I have a feeling it'll be a late lineup, because I think it's going to take him a while to figure out what he should do. I mean, Yastrzemski doesn't normally play against left-handed pitching, but he always plays against right-handed pitching.
Yes, he does.
So with a righty starting, are you going to start Yastrzemski with the knowledge that he may only get one bat against a righty? Or are you going to sit him? Anyway, that's the big problem for Gabe Kapler. So I love this move by Dave Roberts. I'm kind of surprised that Gabe Kapler hasn't hasn't countered by maybe naming an opener of his own and starting a lefty to bring Logan Webb in later in the game. But it doesn't really work as much against the Dodgers because they use the same lineup against righties or lefties, so right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, you look through their lineup, right, left, right, left, left, right. Yeah. They have enough mixture in there where it might not be. It's a great move. Because
I think it is.
The Giants' better hitters are mostly left-handed in that lineup. And you neutralize, because if you go the other way, it's easier for Gabe Kapler to game plan, right? It's easier for him to do what they normally do, which is they'll match up.
Yeah, he would start a mostly right-handed lineup. Then as soon as Urias is out of the game, he would switch left-handed lineup.
He would flip it.
But now he can't necessarily do that.
And you know, God forbid, Knable give them two or three innings.
He gives them 2 innings or get through the lineup one time, and that's probably all
they're asking for him,
oh,
too.
Of course. There is no way Knable will be pitching in the third inning, at least not the way I can see it. I mean, Urias will be in that game by the third inning. And the question is, will a couple of innings of righty on righty give the Dodgers an edge and give them a chance to jump out to a lead?
Here's the other thing. I think in the playoffs in general, the team that scores first, I think, has like 18 wins or something like that compared to just 4 losses.
Especially these
two
teams.
In this series, every team that scored first has won the game.
Sure.
So if you're the Dodgers, and another thing that plays into the Dodgers' hand is Urias is more than used to coming out of the bullpen. He did it in the playoffs last year.
And he was pretty successful, if I recall. He finished off the Braves series, and he finished off the World Series with 3 perfect innings against Tampa Bay. So, it's a great call by Dave Roberts. I love it.
Don't know if it'll work.
I hope it doesn't work, but I love it. And I give Dave Roberts a huge thumbs up on that one.
The other big story today, and there's a couple of them. Let's stick to the playoffs before we get to Mike Shildt. The other one is in the other, or I shouldn't say the other, the ALCS. Mm-hmm. McCullers, who left that game after only 4. We kind of had our ears perked up on that. We find out that he has some forearm tightness. Mm. And so much so that he was the one that went to Dusty Baker in that last start and said, hey, I'm not feeling 100%. And that to me is far more scary than the team coming out and removing him because he said he had forearm tightness. So McCullers was a big reason why that series was really a blowout in terms of what the Astros did. He set the tone early. He pitched well in that last start, even though he came out early. He's been their ace. But if he's not available, I think this changes the whole complexion of that series because you're depending. You know what you're going to get from Framber Valdez. You feel like you know what you're going to get from Urquidy. But now the Garcia kid who struggled in that last series a little bit, do you bring Zach Greinke back into the starting rotation?
That's the name I thought of. I would think of Zach Greinke for sure if McCullers can't go. But again, I agree with you because McCullers is the one guy that you can definitely count on most likely for 6 or 7 innings. But these two teams, to me, are going to decide the series
with
in the batter's box.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored on both sides. So
I say that because as much resistance as you can get from the pitchers is to your benefit.
Oh,
when you lose an arm like McCullers, that's a lot of resistance you're giving up there.
Yeah, and Boston's still got a couple of guys that are pretty good starters. I mean, Chris Sale has had a pretty good career, not a great season. Nathan Eovaldi's been very good and was very good against the Yankees. So, you know, this may give Boston a little more hope going into this series against Houston, which starts tomorrow. So
we'll wind this segment out talking about Mike Shildt's firing, which comes as a bit of a surprise, I think. I think it's important to read is it Mozeliak? The Mozeliak?
It's John M. It's too hard of a name to pronounce. The general manager of the Cardinals.
Listen to his statement. He said, after a successful 2021 season, we have determined that we have philosophical differences in the direction of our major league club. That they're going to go. We have decided at this time this is best for us to end our partnership with Mike Shildt. So there clearly is a difference of opinion on how this team should go, and I highlight that because the Padres are getting ready to move into they've already moved into their coaching search at this point. And that part, that philosophical part,
yeah,
it's going to be important. they're going to have to match whoever is taking this job.
And yeah, so, and that's why it seems unlikely to me that Bruce Bochy will wind up in that chair. The first thing I thought of when I saw that Mike Schilt was fired today was, hey, it's a good thing the Padres didn't get to a one-game playoff and lose to the Dodgers. They would have had to fire their manager. Oh, wait, they already did fire their manager for other reasons. But that was one of the weird things. I mean, the guy won 17 games in a row. The stretch. Yeah. I mean, my goodness. But, you know, you're right. The statement by the general manager basically – he said philosophical differences. I say that he wanted control, and Mike Schilt also wanted some control.
Right.
And the GM wasn't willing to give any of that control up. And he wants a pawn in there who's going to run things the way he sees fit. This is the way baseball is going. I mean, you can almost guarantee that the Cardinals are going to get some unknown manager in there, somebody that's just going to pull strings for the general manager. There's no way they're going to be going for a veteran guy.
Right.
Because there's no way any veteran guy is going to deal with a general manager who obviously wants that much control. And I think it's a good lesson for AJ Preller to keep in mind as he goes forward in his search for a manager.
It's interesting because being philosophically in the same place, you would think starts at the beginning, right?
You hired him?
But a lot of times I think what happens is you start to have success as a manager. You start to obviously gain that kind of reputation.
Yeah.
It gives you
making a couple of moves on your own.
You start feeling that a little bit.
Dipping your toe in the water.
And rightfully so. You are the one kind of managing the team as it goes. So, That's always going to be, I think, somewhat of an issue unless they are just from the very beginning, no matter what, just on the same page and how they see the game.
And can you imagine if they ever put analytics into sports talk radio and our program director started laying out a paragraph or two pages worth of stuff that we absolutely had to talk about every day?
It would be ugly.
That would be really tough. What would you do?
I mean,
what would you do?
In our business, numbers speak volumes, so I would hope that you would follow the numbers, Chris.
Follow the numbers. I don't know what he's saying.
Let's
there.
Get to break. When we come back, we'll check in with the Padres. It seems that they have already, according to Dennis Lynn, started checking in on possible pieces to this ball club. We'll get to that when we return. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's traffic.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, just getting things rolling here on a Thursday. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. The gang's together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego, California. 3:23 is the time. Coming up, John Heyman will join us for our weekly baseball discussion. And right now, all the discussion on this Dodger-Giant game. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Dodgers' starting lineup is out. They are ready to go. The San Francisco Giants lineup is not out. And that's not really a surprise, given the fact that Dave Roberts has decided to go with right-handed reliever Corey Knebel to start this game, and with the idea, obviously, that he'd bring in the lefty Julio Urias after that, and it's kind of, I think, put Gabe Kapler in a bit of a bind. Good move by Dave Roberts. We'll see if it pays off tonight. I hope it doesn't.
That is a major head game right there. I'm going to text him.
I'm going to text him at about noon and let him know while he's trying to enjoy his breakfast or, you know, brunch that I'm going to throw a little twist into tonight's plot. Yeah, I like it by Dave Roberts. I like it all the way around. We'll see if it works out. I hope, like I said, I hope it doesn't. Yankees have dumped three coaches, including Phil Nevin. Phil Nevin will not have his contract renewed for the 2022 season. I don't know if the final straw was Nevin waving home that base runner in the one-game wild card, getting a, well, I think it was Aaron Judge thrown out at the plate, kind of an unwise move, but Phil Nevin's a name that some Padre people talked about as a possible guy that they wouldn't mind seeing as manager of the Padres. So looks like he's available. But Aaron Boone probably going to survive all this. They're probably going to fire all their coaches and not Aaron Boone, or maybe so now.
The question is, how is Aaron Boone going to feel about his coaching staff? Because he listen, it's not as though Aaron Boone isn't going to be a commodity should he not have a job.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. He's got a little leverage.
He's got a little. Now, the thing the Yankees have going for him is Brian Cashman loves the guy. And so, you know, at least for if I'm Aaron Boone, I know at least going back to Yankees, the guy that makes the decisions is in my corner. It won't be like a new relationship that I'm trying to cultivate here. But it's certainly I wouldn't guarantee he's going back with his whole staff. I mean, Marcus Thames been there even before he was there. He was on the Joe Girardi staff, and now you lose Phil, who Aaron brought in. It just seems like you know, everybody's taking a fall.
Yeah, welcome to the world of managing, man. They're just going to completely undermine anything you want to do, and that's why Mike Shildt is out today in St. Louis. We'll
that's
talk
crazy.
About all of those things with John Heyman coming up in about 20 minutes. This hour on 97.3 The Fan brought to you by Caltrans Stormwater Program. Visit cleanca.com. Small changes like not littering can have a major impact on our rivers, lakes, and oceans. Please do the right thing. Help to keep our highways and waterways clean. More from Caltrans Stormwater Program at cleanca.com. We've got Thursday Night Football coming your way on 97.3 The Fan this evening. We'll have Tampa Bay at Philadelphia, rematch of an NFC Championship game from days gone by. They'll be playing in Philadelphia tonight. Tom Brady coming off the five-touchdown performance last weekend. But somebody brought up the fact that Tom Brady has never had a lot of success in these Thursday night games, the short prep week games. He's had some problems. I guess that means his record
he's
is
43.
Like 43. Yeah, that means his record's probably only 10-2, right, you know, right, in games with short rest. But, yeah, that's right. I mean, and he got banged up a little bit. He said in that Miami game. So it'll be interesting to see how Tom Brady plays tonight against the Eagles and if Philadelphia has a chance to pull off the upset.
I just looked up what his record is, and it's pretty darn good.
What is it?
12-3.
12-3. Yeah, so he's really struggled badly.
He finds a way to win, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's got 100, or he throws for 280 yards a game.
On average?
Yeah.
Yeah.
33
right.
touchdowns,
well,
8
throw that out. I think it was Scraby who told me that Tom Brady struggles in Thursday night games after Sunday games.
I definitely didn't say that.
Let me go ahead and make sure I have Antonio Brown in my lineup before.
You go do that, because I can't wait for it to be a 6-catch or 4-catch, 48-yard night.
You would hope that on me, even though it has nothing to do with your league.
I would. Who are they playing? The Eagles? Darn. Yeah. Eagles stink.
Meantime, Padres in search not only of a manager, but probably some players to remake their roster. Dennis Lynn from The Athletic writing in a mailbag column that Padres could be interested again in Joey Gallo. I don't think that excites anybody in the San Diego listening audience, but according to Dennis Lynn, if the Yankees entertain trading Joey Gallo after his very disappointing debut in New York, San Diego would again be a potential destination. Anthony Rizzo's name has come up. I think that's a name that Padre fans would like, because for two reasons. One, Anthony Rizzo is pretty good, and two, that means Eric Hosmer would have to make way for Anthony Rizzo. Nelson Cruz is another name that gets mentioned in this mailbag article. Nelson Cruz, can he play the outfield at all?
I think he can.
He was the right fielder, and it's not his fault, because we've talked about this before, but he was the right fielder in the World Series against the Cardinals.
It took us going back and looking at it.
We looked at the play. It was almost an impossible play to make. He didn't make it, and the Cardinals ended up winning the game and eventually the series. But Nelson Cruz has been a DH for a long time, of course. Who knows, after the collective bargaining agreement, whether or not a DH will be in the National League next year.
That's
so I think Nelson Cruz is a name worth looking at. The other name that got mentioned in this article is Kyle Schwarber, although Dennis Lynn says he might have outpriced himself. Schwarber, again, to me is more like a DH type, although the Red Sox use him as a Rickerson type at the top of their batting order. So there's some names for you to consider, Padre fans. Obviously, the manager is first up, and we'll get the latest on that from John Heyman here just a couple of minutes.
How about this news that just came across? White Sox will bring back Tony La Russa for 2022.
They will. They like the fire from Tony La Russa at the end of Game 4 the other day. Well, he did a good job this year. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue that. He won the division. But
how about this?
Then again, Mike Shildt did a good job this year, too, and he's not coming back.
How about these comments from Tim Anderson? I want him to be back. At the end of the day, my decision doesn't really matter. I guess it all depends on what the front office thinks. I definitely want him in. I think he did a great job with the way he managed and just being open. How about that? I don't know if I thought I'd hear that from Tim Anderson.
That's good to hear. And Tim Anderson definitely would voice the other side of that if the other side needed to be voiced. That's for sure. I saw him strike out in a game, either that or fly out, and it doesn't really matter. But it was in one of the games against Houston where he was facing one of their flame-throwing relievers. And with two strikes, Ryan Stanek.
Mm-hmm.
I think he took something off the pitch, threw like a slider, a breaking ball of some kind. Anderson either struck out or popped up. And I could swear, as Anderson went back to the dugout, he looked at the mound. And I'm not a great lip reader, but it just looked like what he was saying was, "You blankety blank, don't you have the guts enough to throw me a fastball?" I mean, that's fire coming from Tim Anderson just in the middle of a ball game. He seemed like he was really peeved that the guy ducked
him
in
a
way and didn't throw him a fastball.
Yeah, I can see that.
That guy's definitely brings some attitude to the ball field. All right, we have a chance for you to win some tickets right now. Appreciate you listening in. And these are soccer tickets to go see the San Diego Loyal play. Scraby, are there any more details beyond that?
I heard these are great tickets, actually, too. I heard people enjoy themselves.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun at these games.
It's close to the action.
Close to the action. San Diego Loyal soccer. So we've got a couple of tickets to give away. I want to make sure they go to a soccer fan, so you're going to have to answer a quick trivia question. What nation won the last World Cup that was played? What nation won the last men's World Cup that was played? First person with the correct answer at 833-288-0973 will win those Loyal tickets. So dial in right now, come up with a little soccer trivia, and the tickets will be yours. All right, thank you, Scraby. We'll step aside to that and get ready for John Heyman coming your way next as Gwen and Chris continues on 97.3 The Fan.
Congratulations to Gonzalo. Got the trivia question right along with those Loyal tickets.
Did you know the answer?
Yes, the answer was France.
Did you know it?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Very good.
It. Yes. I
completely forgot.
It was
glad to look it up.
It was a pretty good performance from them. We got John Heyman coming up here shortly. Before we get to John, however, let's check some traffic.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, joining us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Get smarter, bet smarter, and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, John.
Doing well. Want to start with some of the managerial moves in New York. It wasn't necessarily a managerial move, but they let go of a few of the staff members, Marcus Thames, Phil Nevin, let go from this staff. Now, obviously, it seems like the Yankees want to keep Aaron Boone, but with his staff being gone, is Aaron Boone maybe looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a possibility. You know, he is a free agent. He could go elsewhere. You know, it feels like they're looking around. He could look around. But ultimately, you know, he's likely to stay with Cashman, but it's not going to be a real long-term deal, I don't think. But I think that it's likely that he'll end up back in New York. But, yeah, he could go somewhere else. He could go back to TV. A lot of options for him right now.
No options left for Mike Shildt in St. Louis. My goodness, win 17 games in a row and lose a playoff to the Dodgers, and all of a sudden there are evidently major philosophical differences, so much so that they move on from Mike Shildt. This seems like just an example of what's up in baseball right now to me, John. General managers and organizations want to run team one way. Manager wants to do his best to appease ownership and general manager, but wants to put a few ideas of their own in. And if you put too many of your own ideas in, you're out in the street.
Yeah, I think that's about it. You know, I mean, different people have different amounts of power. You know, Aaron Boone was a great, at least a good major league player and for the Yankees. And, you know, Cashman loves him. So, you know, that's one situation. In this situation, you know, we thought that Shildt was pretty close to DeWitt, the owner, and to Mozeliak, team baseball president. And it is surprising. You're right, 17 straight wins. You know, got to a playoff game, only lost on that home run at the end by Taylor. I know people were criticizing him for using Alex Reyes, who'd been struggling, but you know, he'd been a closer earlier. He has good stuff. You know, I'm not sure it was the right move, but I don't think somebody gets fired over one move. I think you're right. I think he was looking to get his own imprint and maybe get a couple of his own coaches. You know, I don't think he had that kind of power, though. I mean, he was basically picked up off the scrap heap. You know, he was not unknown. Before St. Louis brought him in, I think he was coaching either in high school or a small college. So, you know, it wasn't a quick rise. It was kind of a surprising rise. And, you know, it's kind of funny that he wants to have his own philosophy. I mean, isn't the Cardinal way the philosophy? Is there some other philosophy that they're allowed to have? I don't know. I guess he thought he could get his own, the Shildt philosophy. I don't know. It seems surprising. First that he got fired, and surprising that, you know, he wouldn't just let Mozeliak and DeWitt decide the other stuff. You know, that's the way it's kind of going for most managers, unless you're, you know, Tony La Russa or some big-time name. You gotta go with the flow, I think, for the most part.
Now, John, that's the confusing part. Mike Shildt had been with that organization since 2004.
Yeah.
How is it that Mozeliak doesn't know that his philosophy may be a little bit different at this time?
Like, I don't know.
It just seems it seems mind blowing, because, and I guess in some sense, right, maybe the Cardinal way has changed. Maybe it's not the same Cardinal way that we think of, because Shildt would seemingly be a part of that old Cardinal way, but they're here. They are partner ways.
Tony, you would absolutely think that's right. I mean, He's only been a Cardinal. He wasn't anywhere else. You know, he came from nowhere, basically, and he's a Cardinal. So you think he does the George Kissel, Red Shane Dean Tiger way, and Cardinal way, and that's it. There's no other way to do it. But, you know, you hear now that the Cardinals are indoctrinating people with analytics, too. Maybe he kind of bucked that. I don't know. You know, it's a little bit supposition, because we don't really know. I did hear he did want some of his own coaches. That may be part of it. Maybe he wanted some more old school type guys around him. I don't know. Some of the guys that were on that staff were came up through the minors with him. So, you know, it's a little bit surprising and a little bit of a mystery because you're sort of philosophical. That could mean anything.
John Heyman is with us, our Odyssey MLB insider, talking baseball once a week with John. Of course, Dodgers and Giants getting ready for the deciding game of their great NL divisional series. Before we get to that, John, quick update if you have anything on the Padres. I know that locally they wrote that the Padres really haven't reached out and talked with anybody yet. They're just busy putting their list together of candidates. We've heard so many names that I could just sit there and list 20 names. But is there anything beyond that that we should know?
No. I think it's a long list. They're formulating the list, and they got a little more competition now with two teams now looking. But you should be able to find. There's a good manager out there somewhere. You know, the only name that I really heard was on the list was Ron Washington. Not to say the favorite, but I heard he was one of the candidates. But I think there's probably 20 or more. I mean, Brad Ausmus could make sense. Kotze could make sense. They got some in-house candidates who could make sense. John Gibbons is a guy who's been, he did a pretty good job in Toronto. He could possibly make sense. There's a lot of guys. I think they have a long list. The Mets have a short list, and it's getting shorter for their baseball president. But I think San Diego's going the other way, and they're thinking about everybody and considering everyone.
John, are you surprised at all that Tony Russa is extended for another year? And I think, are you more surprised by some of the comments that came out of that locker room from Tim Anderson? He got an endorsement from Tim Anderson, got an endorsement from Jose Abreu. Those are some pretty big names in that organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think the players love La Russa. They like working for the legendary manager. I think he made it his business to get along with all the players. And, I'm a little disappointed in the team's performance. They were dreadful. I mean, obviously, against the Astros, it's a tough assignment. I didn't think they'd win that series. I think Houston has got more experience and has got more players in their prime. You know, I think Chicago's still on the come. Moncada and Robert are if they reach their potential, they're going to be superstars. They aren't there yet. But I'm disappointed in the way the team performed. They just don't seem like they moved up a step. They seemed about equal to what they were last year when they were 35-25 and then were bounced in the first round. Now, I know Houston's better than Oakland probably was last year, but they got killed in a couple of these games. It was not they're starting pitchers at a 10.22 ERA in this series. They didn't seem to pitch inside. Houston had a very good plan, and I don't think La Russa did a great job in the playoffs. It's great they all love him, but I think it'd be better if they all hated him and he did a better job.
Spoken like a true true fan of baseball, man. And, I don't care how we get there; just let us get there. John Heyman is with us. John, Dave Roberts sends a text to Gabe Kapler apparently today and says, "Hey, you know what? I'm going with an opener tonight. I'm going to put a right-hander on the mound in Game 5 of this playoff series, Corey Knebel, with the idea that Julio Urias will come in as a left-hander after Knebel. Do you like this move, or is it too risky of a move for Dave Roberts to make at this stage?"
Well, it's certainly strategy. You know, it's something I would have probably done. I mean, the people who love the new school and the opener, they're going to love it. Brian Kenny was bouncing off walls, he was so excited.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it. I think they had a great pitcher going. I think he's one of the best 10 pitchers in baseball as a starter. And, you know, maybe I'm old school. I don't know. I guess, Knebel's done this. He's got great stuff. I guess they feel maybe they'll get San Francisco to have the wrong hitters in there and use up some of their bench by switching when they go to Urias, maybe third round. I mean, we don't know what they're going to do. This full of surprises. I'm the Dodgers. You've got the best team. You know, I understand that they're probably surprised that the Giants have hung with them and are even at this point with each having 109 wins. And they feel they have to do something fancy to beat them. To me, I'm the Dodgers. I'm saying our lineup's better. We got a starter with more pedigree. We got a better bullpen. I don't care that we're on the road. We're going to win this game. But, you know, this is the new school, and, you know, we'll see how it turns out. It's certainly a gamble. Might pay off, and it's hard for me to really criticize the Dodgers about anything because they've done a pretty darn good job with everything. But, you know, it's not my cup of tea, I'll say that.
John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. John, last one for me. You mentioned the Mets in there. Their quest to find a baseball operation, president of baseball operations guy. What about manager? They obviously need one of those too. Are there any names? Are there any names forming on that list yet?
You know, no, I don't think so. I think they're going to let the president and the new GM make that call. The president's going to be important, and the GM's going to be important. You know, I think there's still, from what I can gather, and who knows. You know, Billy Bean is the most likely in that top tier. David Stearns, I think he actually may have a 2-year commitment with the Brewers. We thought it was one, but I think Milwaukee's got an option for the second. So we know that Ottanazio, the owner, does not want him to leave. So that's going to be a long shot. Theo is obviously out at this point. In that top tier, they're basically down to Billy Bean. They may have to go beyond that because, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people are saying that Bean, you know, isn't completely thrilled with how things have gone in Oakland lately. Obviously, you've got a new owner there, and they're not spending at all. Of course, he made his bones building great teams on nothing, on a shoestring. So you think maybe he wouldn't mind having no money. But, you know, people or friends think that, you know, maybe he'd like to try his hand at a big market team. But, you know, from a distance, and I can't claim to be that close to him, it's hard to see that he would go and pick up with a teenage twin girls, and I think they're around 15 years old, and move across the country. It seems like a gamble to me. But, you know, there are people who are willing to take that risk, and maybe he is. But if he isn't, they'll have to get a new list because their list is very, very short.
Indeed. John, as always, appreciate you joining us. John joins us every week on Thursday, so we'll hopefully get a chance to do it again next week. John, thank you.
All right, Tony. Chris, good talking to you.
Thanks, John.
That was the Odyssey MLB Insider, John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets, and through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com. And, of course, today, the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
I want to agree with John Heyman in his assessment of Dave Roberts' move tonight. I think it's really a good move by Dave Roberts, and I said so. But it is way, way, way far away from my cup of tea. And I really hope it blows up in his face so that other managers don't consider doing this. But it just makes too much sense to do what he's doing.
Let me ask you a question. Would you feel the same way if during the regular season pitchers weren't used like they're used? Like if they were used more the traditional way?
No, yeah, I agree with you. I would think it's a better move, and I wouldn't be concerned that right. This is going to be the way baseball goes.
I feel the same
way. If this works tonight, I'm telling you what. I mean, guys like Max Scherzer aren't going to be starting games in the future, and guys like Jacob DeGrom aren't going to be starting games in the future. All managers are going to say, let's use an opener for a couple of innings before we go to our regular guy to mess up the other team's lineup. I mean, it makes too much sense to try and do it. And the Giants just happen to be the perfect team to try it against because they mix and match and platoon so much.
It actually would make even more sense to do it like this if during a regular season your starters pitch, you know, the traditional amount of innings, right? Because then you would want to limit, you know, the amount of, not necessarily limit, but it would make more sense. But in this particular case, I think it's more so to do with how the Giants play baseball, that this strategy makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because not every team is doing what the Giants are doing, which is basically flipping your lineup to the other side with the amount of bench players you have.
So, yes, they have a completely different lineup against lefties as they do against righties. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. All right, time for somebody to join our Players Club. It's brought to you each week by Valley View Casino and Hotel, our sports personality or player of the week. This week's winner thought long and hard about this one. I almost went with Christian Arroyo of the Boston Red Sox because he laid down a sacrifice bunt that led to the winning run and the Red Sox series win over the Tampa Bay Rays. But thought a sacrifice bunt wasn't quite enough. So our player of the week is Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, who once again has a monster game, wins a shootout over the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, 47-42, puts up 44 fantasy points. So Justin Herbert joins the Players Club. Now you can join the Players Club at Valley View Casino and Hotel as well. Receive over $100 in free instant offers, no strings attached. Signing up always quick, easy, and free. Visit valleyviewcasino.com today.
Let's get to break. When we come back, Chris versus the Fan. Here's your opportunity, 833-288-0973. Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.